RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, we talk a lot about exercise on all of my shows, but did you know how good exercise is for the muscle that is your brain? My guest, Vince Andrich, performance nutrition expert. So, Vince, we talk about brain health and exercise. How do they link up? I mean, people think of exercise, blood flow, and muscles, but how does it get up to the brain?
Well, you're right, Melanie. It is blood flow and circulation, but it's also utilization of energy. When your body uses glucose, the primary nutrient for your brain, it also reduces the amount of glucose that your brain can actually get overloaded with. And the brain has just a certain amount of glucose or blood sugar that it can accept at one time. When you're overloading your body with a bad diet and not enough exercise, be it simple sugar, you wind up being prone to insulin resistance. You get higher levels of inflammation, and then you also reduce the amount of growth factors and chemicals in your brain that allow them to regrow new cells.
Well, and when you mention glucose and blood sugars, and since exercise has an insulin-like effect and it picks up those blood sugars, puts them where they need to go, that's a good thing. But what kind of exercise are you talking about? Are you talking about weight training? Are you talking about cardio? Does it matter?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter, but on both ends of the spectrum, the lower level, lower intensity exercise is very beneficial because it has a stress reduction effect and you have time to kind of reflect on things. And believe it or not, you're working your legs and your body, but you're more so being able to utilize your brain in a way that isn't confounded with, you know, a lot of your problems.
Okay, so I like to treadmill, and I like to watch TV, watch The Good Wife and Grey's Anatomy. So am I stressing out my brain watching TV while I'm on there, or is it giving me sort of a nice time out while my body just kind of mindlessly walks and runs?
Well, if it walks and runs, you're going to be releasing chemicals that are very beneficial. Dopamine, endorphins, and other chemicals that make your brain activity heightened. And actually, we with all the noise in our lives these days, our need to be stimulated is higher because there's so much noise. And so if you can replenish that system by naturally releasing those chemicals, you're a lot better off.
Yeah, absolutely. So really anything that you do is so helpful for brain health. And now, so specific exercises, walking, running, we just discussed a little. What about weight training? Is that going to give us some good benefits? What do you like to recommend?
Weight training gives you good benefits because it stimulates different hormones and different brain chemicals. Remember, there's stress hormones and there's also excitatory hormones that help you burn fat, build muscle, become stronger, and all of those collectively equal brain health. So another interesting thing about weight training and even higher intensity cardio, be it only for, let's say, 12, 15 minutes, is that you reduce the amount of glucose in the blood and you cause your body to store glycogen, if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
So the glycogen in your muscles actually has the same effect in your brain. Your brain stores glycogen for future use. So in other words, the brain is being told that this physical exercise is going to take a toll on my blood sugar, and if I'm too low, I'm in trouble, so I better store some. And that can be very protective. Many studies now are looking to that, and the precise levels of glucose that you need to maintain brain health without overloading your brain so that you wind up with some of these other things downstream like dementia.
So more and more research, Vince, is looking at exercise and Alzheimer's and dementia, as you mentioned. And then we hear about mental exercises as well, you know, balancing your checkbook and apps that are available now that play little mind games. And what do you think of those for brain health?
That's the future, really. I mean, if you have your physical health in shape We know we're talking about that as a brain health benefit. But the fitness exercises you can do for your brain, be it balancing your checkbook, going home a different way, driving home a different way, doing things with your left or right hand when it's not your primary hand, just doing anything that allows you to focus at the moment, like a puzzle. Because really what any type of brain exercise, you know, causes you to do is you have to focus. And at that point is when the neurons become stronger and actually get stressed enough where the baby cells can actually have a chance to grow and add to your brain capacity. As they call it, neuroplasticity. You can actually regrow new brain cells, but you really have to work hard at it.
Yeah, I really wonder what they say about this multitasking society that we're in, and if there is any, you know, data to say about whether multitasking stresses out your brain or is actually better for it.
I'm not the expert on that, but I would definitely say that too many distractions are not healthy because it causes anxiety, and too much of it over too long of a time, it's another habit. Your body is getting used to just basically blocking things out all day instead of focusing. And so you may put your keys down and not remember where you put them because you've got so much going on in your life, you just didn't register. And that's part of the problem. We have so much going on right now, it's hard to process and imprint those memories, even short or long term.
I'm sure that's true. And some people say if you're multitasking, you're not doing any of those things to your fullest extent. So that's true. So spend your last couple of minutes here, or just about 2 minutes, giving us your best advice about brain health, exercise. How much? How little? What is enough to do to really get that benefit from brain health?
Well, I would start with 2 times a week minimum with some level of exercise that causes your heart rate to get up into a place where it's difficult for you to have a conversation with somebody. And that only has to be between 10 to 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be very long. But it taxes the system enough to release specific chemicals and also cause your system to store energy for later. 3 times a week, I would suggest 15 to 20 minutes of at least walking. And they could be on the same day. You could take a walk, and then you might finish up with something that's a little higher intensity.
Okay, so
and then lastly,
yep.
Go ahead.
No, go on.
And lastly, I would say a minimum of 2 days per week strength training. It's just
that's
fundamental for overall health.
Where can people find out more about you, Vince?
Just go to exactmind.com. That's exactmind.com.
And what will they find there? We have about 30 seconds.
Oh, well, we actually have a free PDF download that talks about brain health and brain exercises, physical exercise, nutrition, 6 main components to get you on the right track for getting your brain in order and healthy, so that you don't lose, you actually gain over time in your brain capacity.
See, that's cool. And the website is exactmind, that's exactmind.com. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that we all need. We all need to work on a little bit of our brain health and do some of these exercises. And as you know, exercise is one of the best ways to get brain health and really health all around. If you missed any of the great information we're giving here, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well and stay tuned.